From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States and North Korea could discuss some Americans being held by the North. The news comes after U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that both countries continue to discuss the proposed meeting between Mr. Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Shirley Smith has more.
President Trump says the U.S. is fighting very diligently to win freedom for three Americans detained in North Korea. Meanwhile, a senior White House official told the Associated Press CIA Director Mike Pompeo raised the plight of those citizens in his meeting earlier this month with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Shirley Smith, Washington.
A United Nations security team came under small arms fire and an explosive was detonated Tuesday as they tried to carry out a reconnaissance mission to a Syrian town awaiting a visit from chemical weapons inspectors. Doug Bernard has more.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Wednesday the delays raised the risk of evidence tampering. The United States and its allies blame the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Russia and Syria insist no chemical attack took place. Ken Ward, the U.S. ambassador to the OPCW, claimed Monday the Russians had already visited the site and may have tampered with it, a charge Moscow rejected. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Cuban Communist Party stalwart Miguel Díaz-Canel replaced Raúl Castro as president on Thursday, a new chapter for the island after nearly 60 years of rule by the Castro brothers, but a change that is aimed at preserving Cuban socialism. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Disarmament Ambassador Robert Wood said the United States is hopeful of reaching agreement with Britain, France, and Germany to address U.S. concerns about the Iran nuclear deal.
The president's made very clear what we will do if we don't, if we're unable to deal with some of these questions about sunset provisions, about Iran's behavior, overall behavior in the region, its ballistic missile program. So these issues have to be dealt with. And so we're hopeful that an agreement can be reached that the president will feel comfortable with.
Wood described the discussions as ongoing and intense. Puerto Rico's power company said Thursday that it had restored electricity to more than 80% of customers affected by an island-wide blackout that was caused by an excavator hitting a transmission line. Philip Alexio has more.
Prior to the blackout on the U.S. territory of 3.3 million people, more than 44,000 customers were still without normal electric service lost with Hurricane Maria. Some have been without power even longer, hit when Hurricane Irma brushed past Puerto Rico's northeast coast as a Category 5 storm on September 7th, leaving 1 million customers without power. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers expects the entire island to be energized by late May, just weeks before the Atlantic hurricane season starts on June 1st. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Aid workers said the first rains of the year have flooded parts of the crowded Rohingya camps in Bangladesh, wreaking havoc and raising fears for nearly 1 million refugees ahead of the monsoon. Social Welfare, Relief and Resettlement Minister Win Myat Ai.
Our main aim is to start the repatriation process as soon as possible because the monsoon is very near and we are very worried for those who fled to the Bangladesh.
The brief but heavy downpour turned roads into a quagmire in the world's largest refugee camp, hindering relief efforts and hinting at the deeper danger ahead for the Rohingya who have sought refuge from the violence in Myanmar. Venezuela has tumbled into an economic and social crisis that could be facing new EU sanctions. President Nicolas Maduro, who blames the downturn on an economic war led by the opposition and the United States, is seeking re-election in a vote on May 20th. The main opposition coalition is boycotting the vote, and the country's two most popular opposition leaders have been banned from competing. The World Health Organization says the first ever vaccine for dengue fever needs to be dealt with in a much safer way, meaning that the shot should mostly be given to people who have previously been infected with the disease. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.